Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
Can you imagine a country being able to double the size of its economy almost at the touch of a button or the click of a mouse? Well, the tiny Baltic state of Estonia aims to do just that by opening up its cyberspace fully to the rest of the world. Estonia has become the first country to offer foreigners so-called e-residency. Stephen Beard has this report.
It's rather fitting that the citizens of a country famous for its choral tradition should also be metaphorically singing from the same digital hymn sheet. Estonians are among the most e-connected people on the planet and e-savvy. Skype was one of their innovations. Almost every home, office and classroom in Estonia has access to the internet. Now foreigners are invited to sign up, pay $64 and become an e-resident.
E-residency is basically a government-guaranteed digital identity.
Sairit Shooting, Estonia's e-ambassador, says her country is now allowing foreigners to acquire what every Estonian already has, a digital signature.
So a digital signature allows you to sign a digital document securely. It is legally the same as a handwritten signature.
You sign by using a unique code along with your own smart card and reader. E-residency isn't citizenship. It won't give you the right to live in Estonia or even to visit the country. But, says Taavi Kotka of the Ministry for Economic Affairs, it will let you do business in cyberspace there.
You can open up a bank account, start a company, run a company, all that stuff.
Since gaining independence from the Soviet Union in 1991 after a series of mass demonstrations with spontaneous singing, Estonia has become an economic success story. Now it aims to build on that success in this novel way. It wants to sign up as many as 10 million e-residents. That would be seven times the size of its physical population, giving a big boost to Estonian businesses. Taavi Kotka again.
There might be more customers for our banks, for telecom companies, for everybody.
Kotka claims e-residency will be totally secure. To qualify, you must supply biometric data like fingerprints and be thoroughly vetted. Ian Bond, a former British ambassador to neighbouring Latvia, is not entirely reassured.
I would have some concerns about how easy it will be to vet exactly who is getting e-residency. And I suspect that for $64, they're not going to be able to afford to do a lot of in-depth research.
He's worried about e-money laundering. Living next door to Russia, this venture has plenty of risks.
Exploitation by organised crime is one of those risks.
He's not the only sceptic. Jason Kitcat also has his doubts about Estonia's plan. He's a digital rights campaigner and British politician who served as an international monitor, observing Estonia's electoral system of i-voting, or voting via the internet. Kitcat was not impressed.
There were significant flaws in the system such that you could undetectably steal votes, which would bring into question the validity of the results. The potential for a state-level or criminal-level attacker to fundamentally change the outcome was very real. And so our recommendation was that they cease using this system.
Estonia's e-residency would be based on the same digital identity system. KitKat thinks it's not sufficiently secure to form the basis of global trade and commerce.
I think if this became a really global phenomenon, we'd have to have a bit of a pause for thought. At the moment, I don't think it's likely to become a huge phenomenon outside of Estonia, and so it could be a useful experiment.
Estonia would be an interesting test case for the rest of the world, almost a guinea pig, perhaps, a self-selected guinea pig.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to cyber crime and cyber warfare, Estonia is battle-hardened. It once weathered a massive cyber attack from Russian hackers. NATO's cyber security headquarters is now based in Estonia. The Baltic state reckons it may be small, but it can defend itself and its e-residents in cyberspace. Stephen Beard, DW.